As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Tell you what, let's start the 3 o'clock hour here. And it's a little bit late to start the 3 o'clock hour, but let's start the 3 o'clock hour here with a little cat talk, Solana.
Mervis.
Militia.
Oh, yeah.
Cat Talk is sponsored by Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Shop online at hollywoodkia.com.
I mean, that's shocking, isn't it, Crowder? We have a radio station newsletter, and I love Jay Figg. She just had a birthday. But we have the Mervis Militia, and she just sent out in the radio station newsletter, like she makes the newsletter, but she spelled Militia almost like Marsha with a C. It was like, I don't know how that got through spell check, because it's not a word, but it's a very creative spelling of Mervis Militia.
I took like malice from it, like almost a hating of Mervis.
Right. It's almost the opposite of what we're trying to achieve, but we appreciate the effort.
There's actually quite a bit of Panthers news. So I sent this to you guys earlier today. We're going to find out about Matthew Tkachuk and his status pretty much tomorrow. He's going to be a game time decision.
He's playing.
Okay.
He's playing. Paul Maurice said that just because he doesn't let anything on, but Matthew Tkachuk's been out there the last couple practices. He was out there today with the second line. Like, he's playing. There is no doubt.
Okay. There you go. John Cooper, Lightning coach, he said that Oliver Bjorkstrom will miss the entire series against Florida. He has a lower body injury, so he's out for the Tampa Bay Lightning. They were 9-5-4 with Bjorkstrom in the lineup.
Okay.
That's your
got
cat
action,
talk.
Baby.
Yeah, buddy. Tomorrow. Been waiting for a little while. Waiting to run this thing back. Tell you what, let's do headlines because we started late. Let's do headlines, and then we'll get into all the hoo-ha that we want to get into. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
I sent you guys, I was just looking at The Athletic, their playoff preview. I sent you guys a bunch of their charts. Basically, everybody in The Athletic, not that, you know, they're the end-all, be-all authority, but I've been noticing trends because I was looking at CBS Sports. I was looking at Yahoo Sports as well. Man, most people are riding with the Tampa Bay Lightning in this series, not because they think the Lightning are the better team per se, but kind of along the lines of why I've been a little squirrely with the Cats, just lack of health. and they didn't look great towards the end of the season.
Yeah, and Tampa's always played Florida tough, and Tampa has the home ice. Like, there's I totally understand someone thinking that Tampa is going to beat the Panthers. I get it, but I don't.
No, but to the point, like, could have Tkachuk played in the last month of the season? I believe so. I believe they were just waiting because Marchand, if they wanted to get him in, the different Sam Bennett took a bunch of games off, and you know, and we don't know because, like Hawk, you said, they're not going to reveal injury stuff. But George Richards, we talked to a bunch of guys out there. We were there 3 days and five games or something crazy. They were preparing for this. Man, them people can 100%. Go to hell.
I think Paul Maurice said to himself, like, hey, I'm going to give breaks over the final month of the season to guys who need it because we have played a hell of a lot of hockey. He knows what the team is capable of, and they got better with Brad Marchand and Seth Jones. So, I'm not worried about that series. And I'm not sleeping on Tampa either. Like, I don't think it's going to be a blowout series, and I don't love the fact that they've got home ice, but I feel good about the Panthers' chances.
And I've learned through now years of following the Panthers, the tournament that you just have to get in and see what happens is hockey.
Yeah.
Just get into the first round, whatever you just, now we'll see who can really play hockey because the whole game changes when you get to the postseason.
By the way, speaking of believing in your team, I bet before the Cleveland series started, and I made double these bets. I bet the Heat to win the East at +20,000. And I bet Tyler Hero as finals MVP at +100,000.
I hope it was a sprinkle.
Ride or die, baby.
$1, $2. What did you?
No, I respect that. You brought the guts. I like that.
Either you got the guts or you don't.
Nah, you see all these Heat fans on Twitter. Just play Pelle Larsson, play Jaime Jaquez Jr. Let's at least see what we got. And Spo's like, nah, I'm going to ride with my guys that I think can beat
Cavaliers. Well, wait a second. That's you with Povich.
What? Oh. I mean, we got to know what we have in Jovic, you know what I mean?
You literally started the show by saying, Spo, you got to, I would start Jovic.
Game one is tomorrow, Panthers and the Lightning. Crowder, how come you didn't tell us Lane Kiffin was taking shots at Carson Beck on the pivot?
Why don't you give us a heads up on that one? That one thing went viral.
I did.
You did?
No, I said it did. I don't know. I don't go on that stuff.
Yeah, the Lane Kiffin comment about the Canes gave Carson Beck $4 million. Did they see his game against us? That was going viral all weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Yeah, I was at a basketball tournament in Orlando.
Mm.
Yeah, I was playing in the pool, you know.
You hit White Castle in Orlando? I got a White Castle there.
No, man, we were at a nice hotel, Regency something. Yeah, man, I was enjoying myself.
Never too, they had free never too nice for a little White Castle slider?
No. They had a little break. They make you breakfast fresh, and you can watch them. Mm.
I went to White Castle. Do you remember that in New York City when I was there last summer? I went to go watch Uruguay in the Copa America. It was like 2 in the morning. Happened to be a block away from a White Castle. I think I sent remember. You guys a
I
video.
I didn't even know that there was White Castle in New York.
Yeah, yeah. And walked into White Castle. I had just had 99-cent pizza, a little hammered.
Yeah.
And, man, I've never felt so much shame as I did walking out of that White Castle after downing those burgers and the French fries. Like, it was fine, but there was something a little shameful.
It's part of
about
the fun.
It.
That's part of the fun is the shame that you feel when you eat at White Castle. Because, you know, it's kangaroo meat.
It ain't no cow. I don't know what it is. That little hard piece of slice.
Man, it was good though, huh? I haven't had White Castle, I don't think, in 20 years.
Crystal is better than White Castle.
Crystal, they used to have one down here in Fort Lauderdale, but that's been gone forever. Probably still have them like up in Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta has Crystal. It was one down the street from my house.
There's one in Orlando. Remember we had Dr. Chuck. Wasn't he in Orlando when he went through the Crystal drive-thru like four times in a row?
Crystal is 10 times better than White Castle, but the damn Harold and Kumar movies blew up White Castle.
Mm. Wow, White Castle was popular. Popular than Crystal before then. I mean, White Castle was the spot you go in to get a sack of 20. I mean, come on, the time of your life.
Garbage.
Man, a sack of 20 is disgusting, bro.
I'm just sack of 20, right? I mean, you go in and it's like, yeah, give me a sack of 20. Like, oh, you're getting food for the office? No. What? What office? What office?
Eat a burger like a chicken nugget. That doesn't make you feel nasty.
It's so gross. Just eat them like they're peanuts. Yeah. A burger. Burger. Burger.
Burger. Actually, now that we're speaking of fast food, I have an admission. And I've waited to reveal this.
You were going to tell us a story, by the way, Friday about something in the bathroom, and you never got to it.
Yeah, I'd rather not revisit that.
All right.
Let's run it back. Just tell us both stories.
Let us know if you think of it later.
Okay. So I've done the research on this, and I've waited and thought long and hard if my decision is correct. And I've investigated. I've gone through all the proper channels.
This sounds important. I like this. Yeah. This is what we're here for, listeners. This sounds like this is going to be something very important.
Yeah. I have done the research. I have put time and money and effort into this conclusion.
Okay.
The best fast food item, without a doubt, is the cheesy gordita crunch from Taco Bell.
Doesn't make sense.
I don't know if I've ever had it.
It's silly.
What is it? Well, if you say cheesy gordita crunch, I'll punch you in the face.
Well, it's a taco. What,
it's a taco?
It's a hard shell taco with a soft shell taco on the outside. So you're getting the best of both worlds.
That's the gordita. I don't think I've ever had that.
The cheesy gordita crunch.
And there's something in between the two shells?
Cheese.
Okay. So the hard shell is filled with whatever taco fillings you want.
It's a taco, but it's almost like a bigger taco. You know, you have the hard shell taco and then the soft shell taco. They could probably just fit in the palm of your hand. Cheese or gordita crunch is, you know, it would fit in both hands. It's a bigger taco.
A taco that fits in the palm.
Let me break it down because he's put time, effort, and research and money into this.
This is serious.
It's a big as hard taco with a cheese quesadilla slapped on the outside.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Well, why do you...
It sounds delicious. Right. It can't be the greatest fast food item in the history of fast food.
Why?
Because it's cutesy.
Solana.
It's cutesy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, like... the best fast food item has to be a traditional fast food item.
Why?
You know what I mean? I love
spicy chicken sandwich.
Enough with your McDonald's spicy chicken sandwich. They don't even have one. It's not. It can't be. It can't be the best. They don't even have one. I love the Wendy's baked potato. I'm not going to tell you it's the best fast food
You're
item.
Comparing potato to a taco.
Yeah, because yours isn't a taco. It's a gordita. It's a cute little spin-off of a taco. You know what I mean? Like, it's too cutesy to be the best item ever. If you say a Taco Bell taco is the best fast food item ever, I'll give you that. Like, I'll have that conversation. I'm not having the conversation about the gordita.
So you don't even consider it a contender?
It's a cutesy item. It's cutesy.
But you never had it, though.
You know, I love the McRib, but that's a cutesy item. It's once in a while. Is gordita on the menu 24/7?
It's probably their most popular item.
Yeah. You're making that up.
that's
silly. But it is.
That
it is year
100%
round.
Made up. Yes. But like Crunchwrap Supreme,
but it has to
bean burrito or burrito supreme, cheesy gordita crunch, and I think the cheesy gordita crunch is the most consistent Taco Bell meal. Like, it always hits. And I'm thinking about McDonald's. I'm thinking about Burger King. I'm thinking about Chick-fil-A. And I don't think there's something that consistently hits any time of the day like the Cheesy Gordita Crunch. I'm sorry. I just don't think there's anything that hits like that.
To say it's the best, it has to be a staple.
That's my point, right.
Yeah, Cheesy Gordita is not a staple.
Right. Is it seasonal?
How many times do I have to tell you? No, this is available 24/7 at Taco Bell.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
100%.
I'm not
saying. But you know what I'm saying? Like, go to Burger King. You got the Whopper. You got the Dave single. You got the.
If you go to Burger King, you're going for the oval chicken sandwich, and that's it.
No,
if you're in there
you're
for any other reason,
the oblong. The oblong.
Oblong, yeah.
So, no. Are y'all listen now.
Isn't
are y'all telling me?
I think it's an oval.
No, it's not an oval because it has flat sides. Ovals don't have flat sides.
It doesn't have flat sides.
It does. It has flat sides with a curvature edge. It's like a little plank.
I think it's got curved sides, almost like a surfboard.
An oval is like an egg. An egg's an oval.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's the egg-shaped chicken sandwich.
It's not.
That's what I call it.
It has flat sides with a curved edge. You're telling me that the plank at Burger King is better than the spicy chicken at McDonald's?
No, I'm telling you, if you go to Burger King, you better be getting the egg-shaped chicken sandwich because if you're there for anything else, you need your head examined.
Flat edges.
I don't think it does.
Hawk, I know it does because I hate it, and I ate it when I was little, and I hated it then.
Jimmy, call Burger King and ask them to describe the shape of their original chicken sandwich, please.
Jim, we got to run this back, Jimmy, because last time you did this was great.
Please. Please, Jimmy. I was thinking of sending you there, but I think it's better just to have you call.
Jimmy, real.
Do we have the sound of when he called?
No, because I wasn't here that day.
Right.
So it just kind of got lost in the ether. But,
did you ever hear his phone call?
I did.
Where was it? Sizzler, I think.
Sizzler.
The Sizzler.
Here we go. I got a Burger King. We can do this right now. Burger King. Here, pick up the phone, Jimmy. It's fine. We won't do it over the air. I don't think that's legal.
Yeah. But. Yeah, just go. We'll just listen to you talking to them.
305.
Yeah. Call Burger. And just ask him, what is the exact shape of, is it, that's the original chicken sandwich?
I think it's called the original.
The original chicken sandwich. What is the shape of the original chicken sandwich?
And then if they kind of hem and haw, say, well, is it an oval or is it oblong?
Oblong. You know the word.
Yeah.
All right. It's ringing. This is the Burger King, by the way, on Washington Avenue in Miami Beach.
Oh, this will go well.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't imagine that they haven't answered their phone this quickly. I mean, I can't imagine Burger King has a phone.
They're not answering.
What is Burger King doing on the phone?
They've been saying hello for 10 seconds. Jimmy's just going to act like nothing's happening.
There's no... Jimmy already hung up the phone. He's like, nope, nobody there. Nobody there.
They're probably wondering, how did they get this number?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, when do you think the last time the phone rang at a Burger King?
Because you don't have to ask if they're open. You can look online.
Yeah, and you know that they're open. And if they're not open, something's going to be open down the street. Like, you know, the phone, it probably startled somebody at Burger King, the phone ringing. I'll put his microphone up just in case they answer.
Yeah, Jimmy, all you're doing is you're just asking them what the shape of the original chicken sandwich is.
Yeah.
No, no, leave your mic on so we can hear what you say.
Right, but is he even listening to the phone? Because it seems like he has the phone at his chin, the part where you put your to your ear.
He got it flipped the wrong way.
Man.
Nothing?
Nothing. This is a fourth BK we tried, too. Crazy.
Yeah. What, I mean, what Burger King, honestly, what Burger King is answering their phone?
I don't know. Somebody that wants to be successful.
You just answered your own question.
Call the one on Griffin and Flamingo. They just rebuilt.
All right. Anything else in the headline, Solana? Go ahead. Jimmy, you're off the hook.
Did you leave you a
gave it a
mail?
Shot, Jimmy.
No, it kept on ringing, and then it gave me a busy tone.
Jimmy, you have a cold?
A little one.
Yeah. Oh, Solana, you're in trouble. He sounds stuffed up, man.
I've been ripping him for the past 2 hours for even coming in today. Yeah.
Can grown men have a little cold?
Yeah, he's got a cold, man.
Like, what does a little cold mean?
Go home, Jimmy. There he goes. That's all he needed to hear.
Nick Needham, by the way, signed with the Cleveland Browns, ladies and gentlemen.
Saw that.
Uh-huh. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the 70s. That is your weather.
What are you laughing at? The ridiculousness of that particular segment?
It's just a fun segment. I came to you guys with legitimate research. I had a thesis.
You came to us with an opinion.
Well, I had a cheesy gordita crunch on Saturday night.
Really?
On Sunday night? No, Saturday night.
I'm so jealous. I haven't been to Taco Bell in over a year. Yeah. How'd you end up at Taco Bell?
Went to go watch Krungbin at the amphitheater on Biscayne. And
oh, I saw that. Your tickets. I was laughing hysterically. Where was that? I'm at Bayfront?
Yeah, Bayfront Park.
Solana posted on social media. This was unbelievable. He bought lawn tickets. $80 a ticket, right?
Yeah, they were like 75. Yeah.
What? Lawn tickets. But you could he was behind the stage.
Couldn't see the
on
stage.
The lawn. Staring at the back of the amphitheater wall.
Yeah, I was staring at a ficus for the entire.
It was bizarre.
For the entire.
How do they
show.
Even sell that?
Not only do they sell that hawk. First of all, like lawn, you would think they sell I don't know 1,000 lawn tickets so that everybody's spaced out. Hawk, I mean, there's people sitting behind the stage. This place was insanely packed. Krungbin, I've been listening to them for years. I didn't realize that they were this big. I figured we'd go to Mama Tried in downtown, have a couple drinks, show up right around the time the concert's starting, sit down with a little blanket, and enjoy the show.
People were going to be there. Going to waltz in.
Every single hippie in Miami was there. Everybody from Wynwood. Everybody from Wynwood was at the amphitheater that night. It was insane how many people were at the amphitheater.
I don't know if his video is still up on Instagram. You should repost it if it isn't. Alex M. Solana. Put it up there again. Crowder, you cannot believe his view of this band. You can't believe it.
But so here's what happened. No joke. Here's how we end up at Taco Bell. We're there with my fiance's friends, and everybody's very cool. But there's like this thing where even though we get there late, we don't have a view of the stage, and the sound, the acoustics aren't pointed towards us. So we can't, it was a disaster. But right. Everybody's like, oh, this is still, the vibes are still great. And I'm like, it's okay. We effed up. Let's just admit we effed up. This sucks. And we can laugh about it. Like, it's okay.
Right.
But they just think I'm being negative. So me and Valentina are just in a fight the whole time because her friends are like, he's being so annoying. I'm just like, let's get out of here. Like, what are we doing?
We're not enjoying the show. We can't hear anything. The music's pointed towards the audience.
It's just awful.
We're by the ficus.
Awful. Awful. So yeah. I told Valentina, I didn't even drink. Mama Tried After was awful. Everybody went there. I want Taco Bell. I want to feel like a fat slob before I go to bed, so at least I can enjoy one thing.
The best feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. What about enjoying your company, Solana? That's what your wife wanted you to do.
Oh, for sure. Let's enjoy our company while we laugh about how dumb we are for showing up an hour, or late to a concert that was slammed. Like, we messed it up.
Enjoy your company at Taco Bell where there's no $80 cover charge and you can actually talk to them.
Yeah.
Did you try to manipulate your way to a different section? Like, talk your way through a little barrier? No. I always do that.
Crowder, I'm telling you, there was not a inch of grass available.
Yeah, because the lawn, it fills up from forward, back, and then out. And so if you're not there early, like if you sit on the lawn at any of these amphitheaters,
and I would have
got there early.
Hawk, I would have bought tickets to have a seat, but because we're going as this big group. And so I'm just annoyed. I was just annoyed the entire time.
Yeah. I'm annoyed with you. I know how that whole thing went because I know what it is. Because if I want to see something, I don't mind spending the money. But the friends never, it's just as good from the lawn. Oh, I love sitting up in the 300 level. It's just as good. And now I'm like, well, what do I do? I don't want to sit there, but we're already going with the friends. I can't force them to buy the more expensive tickets. So now I'm with you, Solana. I know I've been to that scenario.
It's just when everybody just piles up in one area and just stands there. You just tap people on the shoulder and say,
No, but you're sitting there. You're bringing blankets and chairs and stuff.
And so you just keep, like, you point and be like, oh, my people are up there. And then you just kind of matriculate down.
But there's nowhere to plant your seats and your blankets. It's covered. It's not like people are standing and moving.
You got to find a little patch.
Yeah, but you're with eight people. How do you find a little patch?
Y'all got to get tight. Y'all got to like each other. Lap up.
Jimmy says, the Burger King original chicken sandwich features an elongated rectangular chicken patty nestled inside a long hoagie-style bun. Man, does that sound good, the way they describe it? Nestled in a bun?
Rectangular, Hawk.
So good. Nestled.
Rectangular.
Love a patty nestled into a bun.
Like the nuts of my patty.
Crowder. Somebody text in, Solana. I was there too. Concert straight up sucked.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
What's it called?
I didn't hear them.
No, Clembus?
Krungbin.
They're famous?
Well, apparently. Apparently.
Apparently they are.
I just posted it on my Instagram, Crowder, if you want to see it.
Let me go
it's
see
funny
it.
As hell, man.
It happens to be hilarious because I can't see the stage.
It doesn't make sense where you're sitting. Does it? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Marlins tickets to give away. We've got a 4-pack of Marlins tickets to give away every day this week. Maybe we'll do that in the next segment. Mike Cugno is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. Tell you who the Sun Sentinel writers think the Dolphins are going to draft on Thursday.
You ain't paying for them damn tickets, man.
It's not possible. It's almost impossible
that
view is even available.
You didn't pay for those tickets.
Bro, and
you
people,
did not pay for those.
Fuck,
no.
I swear. Bro,
Solana, you're back there with the sound guy.
Bro, people had worse seats. Like, there were people farther behind the stage than me. But I'm not talking about
extent.
Crowder, I'm not talking about five people. I'm talking about hundreds of people. Hundreds.
Truly amazing. All right, we got to take a break.
You had eight people with you.
Yeah.
That's $700, $640. You spent $640 to sit back there with the sound guys?
He wishes he was close enough with the sound guys. He's in the clouds.
That's you can't even see. You're a damn dummy. That's what you are. I didn't know. That's crazy.
Amazing.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Hawk and Crowder.
Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall, is back doing it again. Friday, May 9th, Tabacon at Plantation Walk. We've done one there a few months ago. It was awesome, no joke. And we invite you again to come on out, join the entire QAM staff. Enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. The event is free to attend, but space is limited, so you have to RSVP at WQAM.com. I would recommend doing that now if you want to go, and that way you reserve your spot. It's Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars at Tabacon Plantation Walk, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks, and online at edmorsawgrass.com. Here is, I'll give away those Marlins tickets too if you remind me at the end of this segment. Here are the draft pick predictions for the Miami Dolphins from the Sun Sentinel writers. They all predict the same guy. So you're essentially listening to what their reasons are. You have any idea who the cornerback is? Who this is? David Furones, Chris Perkins, and Dave Hyde in the Sun Sentinel.
I don't know. I was watching ESPN this morning and watching all the draft prospect guys, and I don't know, but yeah, there was some high ranked corners, I guess. So I don't know who it is.
Well, at the Sun Sentinel, David Furones says Michigan cornerback Will Johnson, and he writes, I had Johnson taken two picks before the Dolphins selection at 13 in my mock draft, but this draft now becomes about getting the best cornerback after Travis Hunter following the Ramsey trade development. Move up if you have to, if you're the Dolphins, but maybe he does fall to Miami. Dave Hyde writes, Michigan cornerback Will Johnson. The Dolphins needed a starting safety before Jalen Ramsey wanted a trade. Now they're desperate. Johnson checks all the needed boxes to fill one of their cornerback positions. And Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel also says Michigan cornerback Will Johnson. He says, this was my choice before the Ramsey situation. It just makes sense. He's a playmaker. And this team needs playmakers. Yes, there's an injury concern, but I'd roll the dice. Johnson fits the Dolphins need better than the next best cornerback, which is the Texas cornerback, J.D. Barron, who would also be acceptable. So if they take a corner, and obviously the Jalen Ramsey situation created a whole new kind of need, because we had talked about fat guys over and over and over again, but now they really do need corner help. But would you be more apt to take a fat guy over a corner, or do you recognize that need as now imperative?
No, I recognize it now with Jalen Ramsey's situation, and hopefully they can trade Jalen during the draft and get back up to address the fat guy needs. But yes, we got to have a number one corner, because we don't have a number two corner right now, to be honest.
Right.
We need a number one corner so we can fill in the other side. Yes. And I just look, I'm no Mel Kiper, who he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. I'm no Lewis Reddick.
Well, then you the are man Mel was Kiper.
Freshman All-American. I am. I'm better than Mel Kiper. Freshman All-American, first team All-Big Ten, second team All-Big Ten, first team All-American, second team All-American, national champion. He seems like he fits the mold of a very good player we should have.
Solana, offensive lineman or cornerback?
I say best available at that.
Because you've been a big proponent of offensive linemen, and you got to protect Tua, and you've got to be able to establish a running game. But now there is a need.
For sure. I'm not saying best available player, by the way. I'm saying best available between those two.
Oh, okay.
Offensive lineman.
Because you're not saying best available player if it's a running back.
No.
I'd throw my
running back or tight end. Like, forget all that stuff. Unless, I don't know, Ashton Jeanty does. I just like him. I love the little press release he put out.
No way
out.
He's
like,
available at 13.
No, nah, no shot. Here's the thing. Yeah, I want Tua to be protected, and I think offensive line has to be addressed no matter what. But, bro, I'm looking at that defense. There was a depth chart that I saw today. I don't know. Like, I might have to suit up. I mean, seriously, I don't know what the Dolphins are going to do on that end. I don't know. So, yeah, it needs to be a cornerback. It needs to be.
What if the ticket wizard, he and I were having a conversation over the weekend, and he said, what if you just kind of roll with whatever you have on the defense? Just, we're not going to waste any draft picks. We're going to roll with whatever we have on the defense. But we are going to shore up that offensive line so well
that we're convinced we can outscore anyone, no matter if our defense lets up 30, 40, or 50. We will have such weapons on the outside, because you do have Tyreek and Jalen Waddle. You have decent running back with Devon Achan. And if you just spend all your resources on the O-line and you say, yeah, whatever the defense gives up, we will outscore them.
You, I know you love that narrative because you won a 70-62 game.
Love it.
But no. But, Hawk, when we did have a good defense, we've seen our offense with Tua get stymied by the good – it's kind of Solana's point – by the Phillies, by the Chiefs, by the Bills. Our offense can get stymied. They can. The Bills' secondary is pretty good. So, you can't just think I'm going to score 50 every game, because sooner or later somebody's going to – they're going to pull your card.
It was the Lions a season ago. Their defense decimated, not necessarily their fault. Their defense decimated. Didn't matter. They went 14-3 because they outscored everybody until in the playoffs, all of a sudden they're down 30 points. They need to get stops. They score 31 points in a game and they give up 45. Like, eventually that's just going to happen to you.
Would be fun though.
Yeah. It's to Solana's point right now, if you're looking at the Dolphins from the outside, looking at their defense, they have to get pressure. It has to be Chop Robinson. It has to be a healthy Jalen Phillips. It has to be like, you have to get off that edge like hell. Your linebacking core is not great. Your secondary is not great. As we sit here pre-draft, like, this front four is going to have to carry the team. And all we have is Sealer. I don't know what the Benito Jones is going to do or whatever his name is. Like,
yes, Bento Box Jones. You got it. But,
Benito, I don't know what Benito's going to do, but it would be, hey, we have some hellified defensive ends that are going to get to this quarterback.
It's a funny text from somebody who obviously, I don't know who this is, but I think he thinks he has a bigger part on the show than he does. Guy texts in and goes, it's funny how now you guys are freaking out about the Miami Dolphins. If I'm not mistaken, I told you this was going to happen. I hate to be the I told you so guy, but you deserve it. Well, first of all, no one's freaking out. It's the draft. Everyone has to take people on the draft. This is getting talked about in Philadelphia and Kansas City. And I mean, everyone has to take players in the draft. So that's all we're talking about. And secondly, you told us? Who are you? What do you mean you told us?
Oh, that's the dude I saw at Exxon earlier. My bad, y'all. I didn't get y'all updated.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Who do you want out on the football field? Pork chop or chopped salad?
Hawk and Crowder.